Governor Snyder today signed the new $16 billion state education budget. It has a 2% boost over last year's school budget, and it has something else, $2.5 million of public money going to private and parochial schools. Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief Rick Pluta is here now to explain. Rick, what's this $2.5 million for private schools going for?
Well, you know, we should point out that this $2.5 million is minuscule when you think of it in the context of the entire like $30 billion state budget. But it does put the camel's nose under the tent of giving some sort of state support, public money, to these private and parochial schools. This money would be used to pay for things that the state mandates, like fire drills, for example. And so it's just a little bit, you know, given that way. However, the sponsor of this idea, the ardently pro-school choice advocate chair of the House Education Budget Subcommittee, Tim Kelly, you know, he acknowledges it's precedent setting. He hopes it's just the beginning.
I think we need to let parents decide the best education for their kids, regardless of where that is, and regardless of what setting that is.
So this basically gets us right back into that vouchers discussion, you know, using state money for private and parochial schools. Voters have rejected this approach at least twice in the 1970s and the 1990s. And so what we're seeing here is actually an effort to kind of push the boundaries and see how far we can take it. And even Governor Snyder, who signed this, the whole thing, there are no vetoes in this budget, said that part, that's questionable.
There are potentially some legal issues, and we're still looking at the consequences and the best way to address some of the legal issues associated with that. But at this point, I thought it appropriate to move ahead and let's address the legal questions separately.
So we've heard this before. We're going to push something through and then come back and you know, fix it in post-production, as they say.
in the broadcasting biz.
Yeah.
And I think there is a question, you know, that now that the governor has signed this budget, if his office sort of unilaterally determines that it's not in compliance with the state constitution, well, what does he do then? Now, I guess they don't have to mail the checks, but if it's already in state law, then you could see the schools lining up and knocking on the door and going, you know, where is our money?
Or could a challenge completely torpedo the entire if there's a constitutional challenge, could it completely torpedo the entire school budget?
The governor says no, that they've accounted for that and so that this is severable from the rest of the budget. And I think we can expect organizations like the American Civil Liberties Union at least to file some kind of a legal challenge to this. Because I would like to – now, I know that reading from the state constitution is not typically scintillating radio.
Yeah, but this is – help us understand this controversy.
But this is – I mean the state constitution is pretty emphatic in this regard. Here's what it says, just in part, and I'm picking from it. No public monies or property shall be appropriated or paid or any public credit utilized by the legislature or any other political subdivision or agency of the state directly or indirectly to aid or maintain any private, denominational, or other non-public, pre-elementary, elementary, or second school. And it goes on to say no payment, credit, tax benefit, exemption, deductions, tuition vouchers, subsidy, grant, loan of public monies, or property shall be provided directly or indirectly. I mean, they just list it out, you know, specifically and emphatically. And
yet so he signed it.
And we will see what happens with this language.
Yet he signed it.
He did.
Rick Pluta, Michigan Radio's Lansing Bureau Chief. As always, thanks, Rick.
Always a pleasure.